Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Angela Loeb. Thanks for tuning in. Today I'm joined by a special guest. I'm really excited to have Melissa Victor Tota with me here for the next half hour. As you might have guessed from the title, New Year's Resolution, FTS, or even if you haven't guessed, we're going to approach New Year's resolutions not in the same old way. We're going to take a little bit of a different approach. And in fact, Melissa is going to give us, I would say, maybe even an irreverent approach to this time-worn and, frankly, worn-out tradition of coming up with New Year's resolutions. So if you've been procrastinating about putting a list together for your New Year's resolutions, hold on to after you hear what Melissa has to say. If you've already come up with a list, that's okay. We're going to help you take a different approach so you actually have success with your intentions. But first, before we get started, let me tell you a little bit about Melissa. I have her bio here, and I'll read that in a second. But let me say that I have known Melissa for many years as a friend and a colleague. We used to work together. I am super thrilled to have her on the program with me. So let me tell you a little bit about a background, and we'll say hi. Melissa Victor Tota, she holds a Master's of Arts degree in professional counseling from Texas State University, San Marcos. She has over 10 years of experience in professional speaking, coaching, training, and mentoring, and her areas of expertise include career development, mental health, life transitions, and personal growth. Melissa is a nationally certified counselor and a licensed professional counselor within the state of Texas. Since 2012, she served on the board of directors for Hired Texas, which is a job club, a nonprofit organization that provides career transition support services for unemployed and underemployed individuals in Central Texas. In addition to her work with Hired Texas, Melissa provides coaching, counseling, and career guidance on an individual basis through Wolfgang Career Coaching. Through engaging, inspiring presentations and encouraging one-on-one sessions, Melissa has helped thousands of people successfully navigate career and life transitions to achieve their dreams. Yep, that's Melissa, all right. So, Melissa, hi. Welcome. Are you ready?
Hi.
We're going to inspire and encourage people to achieve their dreams in the new year, huh?
Wonderful. Yes, I'm so thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes. Well, we have to talk about the title of the show. So first things first, I mean, seriously, I had to ask my daughter what FTS means because she's a millennial and I figured she'd know, and naturally she did. So maybe our listeners are more hip than me, but just in case, Melissa, please tell everyone what FTS actually stands for. Warning, dear listener, this program may contain strong language. Melissa?
Okay, so it stands for the reaction that I had the last time I really started thinking about New Year's resolutions. So we set all these grandiose goals at the outset, and they typically don't work, and then we beat ourselves up for it. And so one day I was thinking about New Year's resolutions and I thought, you know what, fuck that shit, you know? And after that initial reaction went off,
yeah,
I was just like, you know, maybe there actually is something about FTS that's a little less crass and that could actually be a little bit more useful. And so after thinking about it, I realized, you know, that could stand for the different components of what we truly need to shift in order to make lasting change, and that would be feel, think, show up, or feel, think, shift. The S could really be either show up or shift. But really, if people
Or the other word, right?
Or,
so,
yes.
Yeah, move forward, man.
Yes.
So you're going to get into, you're going to tell us a little bit more about these different components, right, as a little bit later in the program. But first, we're going to talk about why you think New Year's resolutions fail. Why did you have this reaction?
Essentially, it just seems that most people get so caught up in the excitement and possibilities that every new year holds, and they start out all gung-ho with the goals and everything, but riding the wave of excitement typically isn't enough for long-term sustainability. So most people are working with a lifetime of ingrained and unproductive habits, And unlearning those is not going to happen overnight. So just because the calendar year changes, it's not like we completely morph into this totally different person with totally different habits and thoughts and behaviors. And so, you know, if I hear new year, new you one more time, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I've often had the thought, well, what's wrong with the old you? You know, why not just incorporate some new habits instead of having a whole new you?
A whole
you?
New you?
Right.
Well, we do. Sometimes we do want to have a whole new you, but I think you've got a point. In, like, what, a month we're going to have a whole new you? It's probably not too likely.
Exactly. And it could be that the resolutions that people are setting aren't even what they actually want. It could be that they have internalized messages from society saying, well, you should weigh this amount, or you should be making X amount of money, and you really should be prioritizing this or that. And deep down, they might be thinking, you know, I want to live my life in my own way. And I know that I've been getting these messages about things that I should do and that I should want, but maybe it's okay to carry around an extra 10 pounds if I'm enjoying myself, and as long as it's not unhealthy. And, you know, what is it that's really going to help you live your life in the best way possible?
Yeah, that's a good point. And do you think people consciously sabotage their goals? I mean, there could be some unconscious thing going on where, you know, you don't even know that this isn't really what you want. It's just what society's telling you, so maybe you're not getting this goal. But do you think people consciously sabotage their goals?
It's actually not typically conscious. So people self-sabotage all the time, but normally it happens on an unconscious level. So most of our thought patterns and feelings and habits are so ingrained that they just kind of happen. It could even be that people have this fear about achieving their goals that, oh, well, if I actually achieve the level of success that I think that I want to, then all of a sudden I'm going to have all this additional responsibility. And so therefore they might thwart their efforts thinking that what they should want isn't what they really want, or on some level there's a limiting belief that's holding them back. So,
yeah.
You know, if somebody says, well, I need to earn X amount of money in 2016, but deep down if that person doesn't believe that he or she is worth it, then the progress that's actually going to be made is going to be pretty limited. So if someone feels not good enough or not worthy, or even having some kind of belief that, you know, people with money aren't very nice. So if someone starts to think that, even consciously, if they want to be making money and they think, oh, well, if I make X amount of money, then that means I'm going to have this cushy life and I'm going to be stress-free and I'll be able to kick back and relax. And you might think, well, is it really even about the money? Is it about earning that? And even if you do earn that, will it not just raise the bar higher? And so
it might be more about the feeling you want to have of being with that much money versus the money itself, right? With the feeling of having, of what your life can be versus,
right.
Yeah. But the reason I was, like, wondering about the consciously sabotage, it's just that I see so much judging. I see so much judging going around, you know, and maybe this is really kind of more at the societal level, because I have to say, you, other friends that I have in my circle, we don't judge each other. We're so accepting and cool, you know, with it.
Yeah.
But I can see judging, especially in family units, where, you know, you should set this as your goal. Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, that makes sense. And then, oh, you're not getting your goal, you know, and I'm, you know,
right.
And then that kind of thing where it looks like, or from the outside looking in, this person's consciously sabotaging a goal that they said they set, but maybe it's really, you know, not their goal.
Exactly. And so, So, is there a way to figure out what it is that you truly want, and what is that feeling that you truly want, and what are some ways that you can bring that about, regardless of whether that concrete goal has been met or not? So, if you take the focus away from what is it that other people expect of you, and just think about, well, if it's peace and relaxation that you are truly going for, then how can you live a more peaceful, relaxed life and let go of the financial piece for now? And eventually it'll probably come back around because you'll be acting in a way that exhibits confidence and all of the things that actually cause people's finances to increase and their lives to just have this upward spiral where things get better. But absolutely, I mean, it's really about how can you get to that feeling that you want as opposed to getting hung up on the details.
Right. So we have like the New Year's resolutions. Are you trying to say, though, this is something that always goes through my mind. I mean, what do you say? I mean, goals. Don't you think we should have some goals, though? I mean, things that we should aspire to? I mean, I think that's what resolutions are supposed to be about, I think. I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with having goals. In fact, I think goals are absolutely critical. But some of the systems that we've been taught, they can be helpful with kind of the nuts and bolts of breaking things down into manageable tasks. So there's the SMART goals idea about having things that are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. And all of those are very helpful. But the truth is you can have all of the structure in the world to try to get to that goal. But if you don't believe at your core that you are either deserving of achieving that goal or you let yourself get caught up in feeling like, well, this is really a chore and I'm not having any fun with this at all, then of course, eventually you're going to fall off the wagon. So if there's a way
to
even
bring FTS,
more
souls. Right?
Yeah,
you're going to be thinking FTS. Or you're going to be feeling bad about yourself.
Totally.
Or you're just going to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm a failure. And I just can't do anything. And that's just really self-defeating. So how can people really break the cycle of this self-sabotage in this resolution, making resolutions in January?
Yeah, so really the core of what FTS is all about is something that I learned in grad school, which is making the unconscious conscious. So by examining what's going on internally, what's going on, you know, with that mental chatter, what's happening with your emotions, how are you feeling when you're trying to achieve these goals, bringing all of that to the surface and even understanding if you have an addiction, and I don't even mean, you know, alcohol or drugs or anything like that, but let's say when things start to get tough, you numb out in front of the TV or you numb out in front of a video game or you just get caught up in surfing the internet. All of those things are habits that we've acquired over time. And so basically those are self-sabotage. So just being aware, you could get a journal and start tracking your time and thinking, well, how much time am I spending on Facebook? How much time am I spending just kind of playing around as opposed to doing things that are actually productive? And so really, once you make those unconscious patterns conscious, then you can start having some fun with the process. So really,
so tell us more. I think this is a good time. Yeah. Isn't this a good time to talk about that process? I want to make sure we get, because this is I saw the components as you spelled them out. You wrote a great post for LinkedIn about this, and there's FTS doesn't stand for fuck that shit. It stands for something else that you've created, which I think is much more pleasant.
Yes.
So tell us more about the components and how it works, because I think it's brilliant.
Sure. Oh, thank you. Well, the F aspect really stands for feeling. And so for the feeling aspect, a lot of it is just getting back in touch with what it is that you truly want. So one thing that a lot of people find helpful is a guided visualization. So if you have any relaxation, meditation, if you do restorative yoga or anything that just kind of calms your conscious mind and puts you into more of a meditative state, then that can help you get in touch with what it is that you're actually feeling. And then one thing that I found incredibly helpful and lots of fun was my friend Lynn Chang, whose birthday is actually today. So happy birthday, Lynn. She had this really incredible vision board workshop back in August. And the whole purpose was basically to go through these magazines, not overthink it, and then pick out pictures, words, images, whatever it was that is representative of your ideal life. And so creating that vision board, it gets you out of your head and more into your heart. And it's still provide something that's concrete to help you visualize your goal. So on the one hand, if you're thinking, oh, well, I want to get healthier this year, well, what does healthier look like? What kinds of activities would you be doing?
Yeah.
And a lot of it could just be keeping yourself inspired. So think about the books that you read and what do you watch on a regular basis if you do watch TV or movies. What are things that you can do to make sure that you're sustaining the right mindset and even heart set? So think about the people that you surround yourself with, and are they supportive? Are they like-minded? Do they keep your spirits up, or do they drain you dry? Because sometimes we might have the best of intentions and think we have to, especially women, we have to give 150% in order to be, good representations of our kind, giving, generous, helpful gender. And then what might happen is we end up draining ourselves so dry that we numb out and then we don't feel anything. And so the feeling aspect could be everything from visualizing your success to creating a vision board to making sure that you're spending time around the right people who do help you feel good about yourself. And then also think about times in the past when you have felt the way you want to feel. So these emotions aren't foreign to any of us. Most of us know what it's like to feel.
I like that you mention it from the heart space, because that makes me think of what's my heart's desire, you know? And that makes sense to me. You know, some of us are not. I am.
Yes.
I'm very much a feeler, so I can get there real quick with you. But there's some of us that don't. You know, we really want to think it. We want to sense it. We just want to do everything but feel it. So I like
Absolutely.
The words heart desire. What is your heart's desire?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just be still and really listen to what is your heart's desire. So feeling. Okay, cool. What's the T stand for?
Absolutely. So the T stands for becoming aware of your thought patterns. And none of this is like a solid, clear delineation where you have to decide, oh, this is dealing with feeling or this is dealing with thinking. It all kind of intertwines. But the main issue with thought, that we have about 60,000 thoughts per day. We are certainly not consciously aware of all of those thoughts, and some of them might be just beating ourselves up. And the thing is, a lot of us have developed this hard outer shell, essentially, to keep ourselves protected, and it was developed for a good reason. And maybe in some cases it was our families, maybe it was a tough experience when we were growing up with peers or with a teacher who said something nasty, but in some cases we've learned that for whatever reason, when we do our best, it's not always good enough. And so there's that critical voice that tries to keep you safe and says, are you really good enough to do this? Or do you really think you can be successful? Or, oh, this is never going to work. And so just being aware of those messages and then consciously working on transforming them, sometimes people will actually make that critical inner voice into something tangible. So they might draw a picture of it. They might name it. And then they might even say, you know what? Thank you so much for trying to protect me and keep me safe, but I think I've got this. So a lot of it is just consciously, you know, bringing those unconscious thoughts to the surface, working on retraining your brain to think in a more positive way. And it's not going to happen overnight, but if you can really try to be compassionate toward yourself and talk to yourself in the way that you would talk to a good friend as opposed to the way you might naturally talk to yourself, then that makes such a difference on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving into the S part, so the showing up or the shifting, what you might do is think about people that you consider happy or healthy or successful, or think about those times that you in the past have felt happy, healthy, or successful, and what behaviors, what habits were you incorporating into your life on a daily basis. So you might be used to just going through the motions in certain areas, thinking, oh, I have to go exercise today and I really don't want to. But maybe there's a way to make that exercise something that's truly enjoyable. Can you have a friend join you? Or can you even shift the type of exercise altogether where you're doing something fun, like dancing or whatever it is that you find enjoyable? And if you can think about, well, what habits, what behaviors were the norm when you were at your best? So what was your best self? How can you bring those back into your life? And there are certain practices that are documented to be very healthy for people physically and mentally. So one great thing to help people shift their thought patterns and to just improve mental health in general is to keep a gratitude journal. So if you can write down anywhere from 3 to 5 things at the end of every day that you are grateful for, another thing you could do, it's a different twist on something similar, but if you can start to give yourself credit, 3 to 5 things that you did well that day or that you are proud of, then it keeps you focused on your successes and you'll start to value and affirm yourself as opposed to beating yourself up and knocking yourself off the tracks. So there's that. There's a practice of doing morning pages. So you might first wake up and just to make sure that you're consciously tuning into that inner voice on a regular basis, you might just write 3 pages of freehand. So essentially, I mean, if you just start with one area with one goal and doing one technique and incorporating that until it becomes a habit, then you can start to feel more and more inspired, but you don't have to do it all at once. And it definitely happens from the inside out in many cases.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. And the morning pages, that comes from The Artist's Way, which is one of the resources that you're telling us about. That influenced you, and so, and me too. It influenced me, changed my life actually. And I still do morning pages. It really does. I mean, sometimes I write, my first sentences are, I really don't feel like doing morning pages. I don't feel like writing anything. And then after like babbling about nothing for like 3 sentences, next thing I know, something's kicking in. Some thoughts have come through, and I'm doing some shifting or some problem solving. Sometimes it's like, oh, a question I had yesterday now makes sense as to what the answer might be. So I'm definitely a big fan of these 3 techniques. I do them all. Except I haven't done the 3 to 5 things I do really well. That's a really good idea. I had a manager who used to suggest that we keep an attagirl or an attaboy file. Mm. And so anytime you got nice emails from people or a card or thank you note or whatever, you put it in there. And if you're having a real down day, open it and read it.
Yes.
So, but that's similar. I haven't done that in a while.
Yes. When our critical voices are... Thank you.
So tell me, one more question before we really get getting close to time here. Do you see any challenges that people typically face when they're working with this FTS method? What kind of things do you bump up against?
The biggest thing is the habit. So if somebody tries to start something new, I would say start small. Start with one, if you can. Pick whatever one goal you want to accomplish in one area of your life. Focus on that. Don't try to make a million changes at once, but start with one. And then also remember the why. So there's a book that I actually haven't read yet, but I keep hearing wonderful things about called Start With Why. And it just really aligns with the philosophy that we're talking about here. And it's basically, you know, not just what are the things that you want to accomplish, but why, where do they originate? And, you know, that might keep you on track more than trying to spread yourself too thin.
I am a proponent of anything that raises your awareness. That's so key.
Yes.
And I think that's important, too. So it seems like to me, if we could just kind of, if I can summarize this, is that what you're suggesting people do is instead of coming up with a whole lot of, I'm going to lose, you know, 10 pounds by X date, or I'm going to exercise and run this many miles every day or whatever, it's like instead go really back to basics and look at what you're feeling, what your real heart's desire, how do you want to feel if you're exercising and losing weight. and then think, what are the thoughts that you have around exercising and losing weight? What are those thoughts that you might want to shift? And then you go to the S, mm-hmm. and then you can put some sort of technique. So it seems like the gratitude journal might be good, and that you're like, okay, I'm grateful that I get to, instead of I have to go to the gym, I get to go to the gym. You know, I mm-hmm. actually can afford a gym membership. I'm excited because I get to do that. Or just anything, right, to kind of shift it and be great. That's, am I getting it? Do I have
you
any
are.
On this?
You're absolutely getting it, yes.
Woo!
And so you might
do
think,
I get to go
oh,
to the head
gosh,
of the class?
Yeah, you do. But you might think, oh, my gosh, it's going to be so exhausting to go for a walk. But, you know, look at the beautiful weather outside. I can't believe I get to walk in this weather.
Right.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Right. Well, and I take my dog, and it's much more interesting. So instead of it's just about me walking and breathing hard, it's looking at him and, you know, checking in with him and talking to him. So it's more fun. Oh, my gosh. That was fast. We're almost finished and out of time. And I do have another question for you, one more question. If you could have everyone take away just one thing today about New Year's resolution, setting goals, that kind of thing for the new year, what would you tell our listeners?
The main thing is really go easy on yourself, but be supportive. So you might actually find external support through either a friend, an accountability group, a coach. You might find yourself going to workshops and retreats, anything that keeps you in the mindset to succeed. So rather than falling into the habit of beating yourself up for not achieving what you initially wanted to on paper, if there's a way that you can connect with like-minded people and have fun with it. I mean, don't let this become yet another thing on your to-do list that, oh, great, now I have to go and FTS today, you know, FTS. But really enjoy it and try to put yourself in situations that are encouraging and be around people who are compassionate, and if you can learn to be compassionate to yourself, really the key takeaway would be support.
Get support. And I like have fun. Mm-hmm. I think personal development should be fun, not drudgery.
Yes.
It should
exactly.
be fun to actually learn more about yourself and grow and expand your brain and your mind and your heart space. So Yes, I like your takeaway.
Yes.
Okay, so if people want to reach you to learn about your events, because I know you have events coming up, your programs, you do one-on-one coaching, where can we send them to find you? Because I know you have a lot of stuff on the Internet.
Yes. So I believe it or not, I don't have my own website, but the best way to connect with me personally and stay connected with things that might be going on is actually just to search for me on LinkedIn. And it's spelled, it's Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, TOTA, T-O-T-A-H, which is like total but with an H instead of an L. And if you just send me an invitation to connect, then I will accept and we can stay in touch that way.
Excellent.
For the one-on-one coaching. Sorry, what?
I'm going to put your LinkedIn URL on the site so everybody can see it.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, I'm the only Melissa Victor Tota on there. And if you're interested in learning more about doing some one-on-one coaching, then I do that work through Wolfgang Career Coaching, and that's basically just www.wolfgangcareercoaching.com.
I'll put
you
that
are
on the
interested,
site.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you.
We'll go ahead and put the different links on there. We have like a minute left. So send me whatever you want me to add, and I'll make sure it's up there on the list, so everybody can know how to connect.
Awesome.
Great.
Thanks.
All right, so that takes us to the end of the program. I have the lady in my ear telling me the countdown. So join me next time on January 17. I'll be having Shelley Pernot back for part two of Mindfulness in a Hectic World. Before I go, I want to thank the most awesome and inspiring Melissa Victor Tota. Thanks so much, Melissa.
Thank you, Angela. It has been a blast. This has been great. Thanks.
Loved having you. And so anyway, look for the resources. We're going to put them up there. You can see all those influences, recommendations, how to link with Melissa. And if you'd like to connect with me or ask questions, or if you're interested in my books, my courses, my other programs, you can go to angelaloeb.com. And that's it. Everybody take Melissa's advice, break the cycle of self-sabotage with your New Year's resolutions. Look, like, make New Year's resolutions. Make goals. Do FTS. Let's make this new year awesome. All right, keep shining like you're meant to. See y'all next time.